June 23rd. Jean Ennui portrays France's moral struggle. On this day in 1910, the French dramatist Jean Ennui was born. Much of Ennui's drama was produced during some of France's darkest days, during and after World War II. He is perhaps best known for his adaptation of Sophocles' great play Antigone, which many saw as an allegory of the moral struggle for the soul of France during the Vichy period. His famous historical plays are on the theme of moral integrity in a time of compromise and collapse. Although Ennui foreshadowed later writers such as Beckett and Ionesco, his realism and traditionalist structure eventually took him out of fashion. He was shortlisted for a Nobel Prize and remains a great, great dramatist among 20th century writers. Particularly memorable was his play about Joan of Arc, of course, called The Lark. Here is part of a speech by another great playwright, hundreds and hundreds of years before Ennui, of course, Sophocles, from classical Greece, in his wonderful, amazing play, Antigone, which is also about moral integrity and refusal to compromise. This is Antigone speaking to Creon, king of Thebes. Antigone, of course, famously refused to obey the edicts of the king not to bury her murdered brother, and the king therefore had Antigone put to death. This is Antigone refusing to compromise with this ultimatum. Yes, for it was not Zeus that published that edict. The justice of the gods below and their laws are not thus given to men. I do not consider that your decrees have such force that a mere man can override the unwritten and infallible laws of heaven. For such laws are not of today or yesterday, but of all time. And no man knows when they were first issued. I would be ashamed to answer to the gods for breaking their laws. Die I must, I know that well. How should I not, even without your edicts? But if I am to die before my time, I count that a gain. For when anyone lives as I do, beset about with evil, can one find anything but gain in death? So for me to meet this doom is trifling grief. But if I had allowed my brother, my mother's son, to lie in death an unburied corpse, that would have grieved me more. For my own death I am not grieved. And if my present deeds are foolish in your sight, it may be that a foolish judge will charge me for such folly. It's an amazing speech, written nearly 2,500 years ago, still very relevant today. Today I give thanks for the brave and fearless people of the world.